Now we look back at the past 5 days with our friends from The Week magazine. Who had a good week and who had a bad week? First up, love really does stink, apparently, at least for one farm couple in Minnesota. For Valentine's Day, get this, wife Beth Andersland woke up to find a half-mile-wide heart drawn on her lawn in manure. Now I know what you're she knows what you're thinking.
How can a design in a field made out of manure be anything special? But the manure is from cows, and I dearly love my cows. And manure is part of the package.
Beth says she loves her Valentine's Day gift, so what can we say except way to go, Mr. Andersland, for creativity. For that, you get the week's Good Week Award.
The Week magazine also has flying on their mind. Bad week for the cold. American Airlines announced it will now charge $8 for blankets. That's not the only reason it was a bad week for airline passengers. In our minds, we're thinking this week wasn't that great to be director Kevin Smith or Southwest Airlines.
I live my life fat, and I have to navigate through a thin person's world all the time. And as such, you would never put yourself into harm's way, so to speak, in regards to your girth or size.
That is director Kevin Smith on his podcast talking about Southwest Airlines. They booted him off a flight on Saturday since Smith wasn't able to, quote, comfortably lower the armrest, end quote. Because of his size, Southwest took him off the flight.
I guess that's the standard, but not a good week then for bigger people flying or for Southwest Airlines facing all the bad PR over this. But that's a good week. That's a good week and a bad week. What are your suggestions?
I'm Veronica from Oklahoma City, and I nominate my husband for the worst week. He's been unemployed since July and was working towards a job that he really wanted and did not get it after 4 months of process. I vote my husband.
Definitely a bad week for him, Veronica. Don't give up. Give us your suggestions from news or from your life. Call us at 8778-MY-TAKE or post to the site at thetakeaway.org. Coming up, since the start of the Afghan war, the U.S. has been trying to gain control of the country dominated by the Taliban. How well do we really understand our enemy? More on that in just a few minutes.